This is Global Voices Radio.
Yes, Paul Nelson.
The Puget Sound has a very rich literary arts scene. There are some brilliant writers and dedicated publishers, but few as dedicated to both pursuits as Paul Hunter. Through his hand-lettered Woodworks Press, Paul creates some of the most beautiful limited edition books that can be found anywhere. And in his writing, he tries to honor what he calls the intelligence of language.
That's a wonderful thing about this medium, is that the language that we're working with is sometimes smarter than we are. And somehow, unbeknownst to ourselves, we pick a phrase, we turn to a detail, we pick something that is wiser than, the language is wiser than we are.
The punctuation, or lack of same, in his new collection of farming stories from the Midwest was inspired in part by a rare document some believe to be in the handwriting of Shakespeare, called the Sir Thomas More Fragment.
He has the feel of the sound of the phrase, and often the sound of the phrase is beautiful and it's nonsense. And then he comes back and tries, in some cases, to change the words to make it make sense, to make it make logical sense. And sometimes he succeeds, and sometimes he tries a couple of different things and then just gives up. We don't know how to kind of honor the music of language.
Poet, publisher, and organizer Paul Hunter is an incredible asset in the Puget Sound literary arts community. His new book is entitled Breaking Ground, and he's our guest today.
This is Global Voices Radio.
This program is made possible in part by contributions from the Brenham and Jake Foundation, For Culture, advancing community through arts, heritage, preservation, and public art, and the City of Auburn, Washington. Auburn, more than you imagined.